This is the reading for June 29th, Job chapter 30. But now men who are younger than I make fun of me. I would not have even let their fathers sit with my sheepdogs. What use did I have for their strength if they had lost their strength to work? They were thin from hunger and wandered the dry and ruined land at night. They gathered desert plants among the brush and ate the root of the broom tree. They were forced to live away from people. People shouted at them as if they were thieves. They lived in dried up stream beds, in caves and among the rocks. They howled like animals among the bushes and huddled together in the brush. They are worthless people without names and were forced to leave the land. Now they make fun of me with songs. My name is a joke among them. They hate me and stay far away from me. But they do not mind spitting in my face. God has taken away my strength and made me suffer, so they attack me with all their anger. On my right side, they rise up like a mob. They lay traps for my feet and prepare to attack me. They break up my road and work to destroy me, and no one helps me. They come at me as if through a hole in the wall, and they roll in among the ruins. Great fears overwhelm me. They blow my honor away as if by a great wind, and my safety disappears like a cloud. Now my life is almost over. My days are full of suffering. At night, my bones ache. Gnawing pains never stop. In his great power, God grabs hold of my clothing and chokes me with the collar of my coat. He throws me into the mud, and I become like dirt and ashes. I cry out to you, God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you just look at me. You have turned on me without mercy. With your powerful hand, you attacked me. You snatched me up and threw me into the wind and tossed me about in the storm. I know you will bring me down to death, to the place where all living people must go. Surely no one would hurt a ruined man when he cries for help in his time of trouble. I cried for those who were in trouble. I have been very sad for poor people. But when I hoped for good, only evil came to me. When I looked for light, darkness came. I never stop being upset. Days of suffering are ahead of me. I have turned black, but not by the sun. I stand up in public and cry for help. I have become a brother to wild dogs and a friend to ostriches. My skin has become black and peels off as my body burns with fever. My harp is tuned to sing a sad song, and my flute is tuned to moaning. 1 Chronicles chapter 17. When David moved into his palace, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Look, I am living in a palace made of cedar, but the ark of the agreement with the Lord sits in a tent." Nathan said to David, "Do what you want to do, because God is with you." But that night God spoke his word to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell David, my servant, this is what the Lord says. You are not the person to build a house for me to live in. From the time I brought Israel out of Egypt until now, I have not lived in a house. I have moved from one tent site to another and from one place to another. As I have moved with the Israelites to different places, I have never said to the leaders whom I commanded to take care of my people, 'Why haven't you built me a house of cedar?' Now, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord All-Powerful says. I took you from the pasture and from tending the sheep and made you king of my people Israel. I have been with you everywhere you have gone. I have defeated your enemies for you. I will make you as famous as any of the great people on the earth. I will choose a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them so they can live in their own homes. They will not be bothered anymore. Wicked people will no longer hurt them as they have in the past when I chose judges for my people Israel. I will defeat all your enemies. I tell you that the Lord will make your descendants kings of Israel after you. When you die and join your ancestors, I will make one of your sons the new king, and I will set up his kingdom. He will build a house for me, and I will let his kingdom rule always. I will be his father, and he will be my son. I took away my love from Saul, who ruled before you, but I will never stop loving your son. I will put him in charge of my house and kingdom forever. His family will rule forever." Nathan told David everything God had said in this vision. Then King David went in and sat in front of the Lord. David said, Lord God, who am I? What is my family? Why did you bring me to this point? But that was not enough for you, God. You have also made promises about my future family. Lord God, you have treated me like a very important person. What more can I say to you for honoring me, your servant? You know me so well. Lord, you have done this wonderful thing for my sake, and because you wanted to, you have made known all these great things. There is no one like you, Lord. There is no God except you. We have heard all this ourselves. There is no nation like your people, Israel. They are the only people on earth that God chose to be his own name. You made your name well known by the great and wonderful things you did for them. You went ahead of them and forced other nations out of the land. You freed your people from slavery in Egypt. You made the people of Israel your very own people forever. And Lord, you are their God. Lord, keep the promise forever that you made about my family and me, your servant. Do what you have said. Then you will be honored always, and people will say, the Lord All-Powerful, the God over Israel, is Israel's God, and the family of your servant David will continue before you. My God, you have told me that you would make my family great. So I, your servant, am brave enough to pray to you. Lord, you are God, and you have promised these good things to me, your servant. You have chosen to bless my family. Let it continue before you always. Lord, you have blessed my family, so it will always be blessed. 1 Chronicles chapter 18. Later, David defeated the Philistines, conquered them, and took the city of Gath and the small towns around it. He also defeated the people of Moab, so the people of Moab became servants of David and gave him the payment he demanded. David also defeated Hadadezer, king of Zobah, all the way to the town of Hamath, as he tried to spread his kingdom to the Euphrates River. David captured 1,000 of his chariots, 7,000 men who rode in chariots, and 20,000 foot soldiers. He crippled all but 100 of the chariot horses. Arameans from Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, but David killed 22,000 of them. Then David put groups of soldiers in Damascus and Aram. The Arameans became David's servants and gave him the payments he demanded. So the Lord gave David victory everywhere he went. David took the shields of gold that had belonged to Hadadezer's officers and brought them to Jerusalem. David also took many things made of bronze from Tebah and Kun, which had been cities under Hadadezer's control. Later, Solomon used this bronze to make things for the temple. The large bronze bowl, which was called the sea, the pillars, and other bronze utensils. Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated all the army of Hadadezer, king of Zobah. So Toi sent his son Hadoram to greet and congratulate King David for defeating Hadadezer. Hadadezer had been at war with Toi. Hadoram brought items made of gold, silver, and bronze. King David gave them to the Lord along with the silver and gold he had taken from these nations, Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, and Amalek. Abishai, son of Zeruiah, killed 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. David put groups of soldiers from Edom, and all the Edomites became his servants. The Lord gave David victory everywhere he went. David was king over all of Israel, and he did what was fair and right for all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was commander over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was the recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Abiathar, son of Ahimelech, were priests. Shavsha was the royal secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and Pelethites, and David's sons were important officers who served at his side.